You're tuned in to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage. That's right. It's not just a radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, who knows where. Mixed in between and on top of the music that always matches a particular theme. And this evening, it's atomic. As we commemorate the 71st anniversary of the atomic bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, Japan, in 1945, August 6th and August 9th, very quickly ending World War II. We began that set with Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark. And Edward R. Murrow, a news reporter. And that was Enola Gay. And thanks to Chuck Yu for bringing that mix to us. And we followed that with Sonny Boy Williamson, Win the War Blues. Van Halen, Atomic Punk, off of their eponymous first album. And then the Buchanan Brothers, Atomic Power, also from the Atomic Cafe soundtrack. And we finished things off with U2 and Vertigo from their How to Dismantle an Atomic Bomb album. In that Atomic Power piece by the Buchanan Brothers, they were talking about the practical and good uses of atomic power. And I believe that there certainly are those. There's three pieces of technology that I own that I think are the most amazing things. The first one's my iPhone 6 Plus. And, you know, just as a piece of technology, lots of other phones and tablets hit that same mark. I just use that as an example of, you know, being able to get incredible amounts of information and the computational power and something that you can hold your hand. That's what makes phones and tablets in the 21st century so amazing. The second amazing piece of technology that I own is it's an Acheulean stone hand axe. And it was made about 1 million years ago, give or take a couple 100,000 years. And I acquired it from an antiquities dealer. It was discovered at an eroded site in the deserts of Morocco. And it wasn't made by a human being. It was made by one of our ancestor species, Homo erectus, perhaps Homo ergaster, but definitely not a creature that had the ability to use language, although certainly had intelligence. And these Acheulean stone hand axes are found in Africa, the Middle East, Europe, and for 1 million years, they were the most advanced technology on the planet. And they really were amazing. They were like the Swiss Army knives of the Pleistocene. Pre-humans could use them to slice open animals and scrape flesh off of skin. You could use them to dig roots out, and much better than your fingernails or your hands. And then the third amazing piece of technology that I own is a number of tritium glow rings. And that's where the hook into the atomic power comes in, because their tritium is a radioactive isotope of hydrogen, and it's got a half-life of 12 years. So what's going on with the small amount of this radioactive gas tritium is put in a tube that's lined with phosphorus, and they glow, and they glow without any external power. Basically in that half-life, 12 years, they'll be half again as bright, but they'll still be glowing. And in 24 years, they'll be a quarter as bright as they were when they originally were manufactured. But I think they're absolutely incredible. No external power at all. Practical nuclear power in your pocket. They're a little difficult to get. You can't buy them at stores in the United States. But you can... I bought mine from somebody running an eBay store in England and managed to get them that way. Yes, tritium lights. Well, we're going to start off the next set with a remix, Chuck, you made a couple of weeks ago on Heaven 17's Fascist Groove. And he mixed in some comments at the time from Donald Trump, an interview. And, well, we're going to send this out to Paul Goodwin, who had emailed me about having a 2016 presidential election theme. And we're definitely going to do that as we get closer to November. But in the meantime, we're going to have this. And we're also in the next set going to have two Chemical Brothers songs dealing with our theme, and they're going to be sandwiching another Chuck U selection as well as another U2 piece. And that's what's coming up for you in the next set.
You like the quote? Did you know it was, sure, Mussolini?
It's okay to know it's Mussolini. Look, Mussolini was Mussolini. It's okay to know. It's a very good quote. It's a very interesting quote. And I know it. I saw it. I saw what, and I know who said it. But what difference does it make whether it's Mussolini or somebody else?
You want to be associated with a fascist?
No, I want to be associated with interesting quotes.
Have you heard it on the news about this fascist group thing? Evil men with racist views spreading all across the land. Don't just sit there on your ass and look at funky chain dance. Brothers, sisters, shoot your best. We don't need this fascist groove thing. Brothers, sisters, we don't need that fascist groove thing. Brothers, sisters, we don't need that fascist groove thing.
Will you unequivocally condemn David Duke and say that you don't want his vote or that of other white supremacists in this election?
Well, just so you understand, I don't know anything about David Duke, okay? I don't know anything about what you're even talking about with white supremacy or white supremacists.
Would you just say, unequivocally, you condemn them and you don't want their support?
Well, I have to look at the group. I mean, I don't know what group you're talking about.
Okay, I mean, I'm just talking about David Duke and the Ku Klux Klan here, but...
I don't know anything. Honestly, I don't know David Duke. I don't believe I've ever met him. I'm pretty sure I didn't meet him, and I just don't know anything about him. White supremacy or white supremacist. 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 White supremacy or white supremacist.
White supremacy or white supremacist. Fascists got in motion. Generals tell them what to do. Stop your good time dancing. Train their guns on me and you. Fascist thing advancing. Sisters, brothers, lend a hand. Increase our population. Grab that blue thing by the throat and throw it in the ocean. You're real tonight, you move my soul. Let's cruise on the dance floor. Come out your house and dance your dance. Shake that fascist groove thing. Brothers, sisters, we don't need that fascist groove thing. Brothers, sisters, we don't need that fascist groove thing.
They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists. I will build a wall. It'll be a great wall. Drugs will not pour through that wall. You can say what you want about the Quran. You can say what you want. There's something there. Total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States.
than anybody.
They're fed up with those guys back there, the media. They are the worst.
I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody, and I wouldn't lose any voters.
A total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States.
He's walking out like big high fives, smiling, laughing, like to punch him in the face, I'll tell you.
We never win. We just don't win.
We are going to make America great again.
Great again. Great again. Great again. Great again. Great again. Great again.
should have killed 400 or 500 people, then I would have felt better. Then when I felt like I really offered society something.
You've got a stuff in your brain that I murdered somebody.
What do you want to call me a murderer for? I've never killed anyone. I don't need to kill anyone. I think it. I have it here.
Who builds the H-bomb? Well, not I, says the miner. I work underground. I really don't see where the ore is all bound. Who builds the H-bomb? Not I, says the foreman at the enrichment plant. We build no bombs here. We don't, and we can't. Who builds the H-bomb? Not I, says the metallurgist inside his shop. We build the triggers, but that's where we stop. Who builds the H-bomb? Not I, says the worker on the assembly line. I weld and I solder. The blame is not mine. Who builds the H-bomb? Not I, says the sergeant in charge of maneuvers. They're already made when we test them. Disprove us. Who builds the H-bomb? Not I, says the bombardier. Not up in the air. My job is to fly and then drop them with care. Who builds the H-bomb? Well, not I, says the taxpayer. Don't look at me. I've no choice but to pay. Now, don't you agree? Who builds the H-bomb? Not I, says the senator. That you can quote. I'm only elected because of your vote. Who builds the H-bomb? Not I, says the banker, and I cannot stop it. So what is so wrong about making a profit? Who builds the H-bomb? Not I, says the physicist. I just do research. Science is objective, and I belong to a church. Who builds the H-bomb? Not I, says the preacher. It's all in God's hands. It's one of those things only He understands. Who builds the H-bomb? Not I, says the Almighty. I gave you free will. Destroy my creation, yourselves you will kill. Who builds the H-bomb? It must be someone. And I have a feeling it's everyone. All of us build it. Yes. All of us do. Will you stop for me if I stop for you?
Don't participate and it won't happen.
Some good advice from Mark Levy and David Skondras. If we all do build the H-bomb, I'll stop for you even before you stop for me, just to set an example for peace and disarmament.
Would you like to come along?
No, thanks. I think I'll stick around here and see what pops up. Maybe I'll get lucky.
Track. Ooh.
this thing through. You with me, me and you. I call or you phone. The TV is still on, but the sound is turned down. And the troops on the ground are about to dig in. I wonder where's the love? Where is the love? Love and peace.
Holding back. world. World, the time has come to. World, the time has come to. World, the time has come to. My finger is on the button. My finger is on the button. My finger is on the button. Galvanize. Come on, come on, come on. Galvanize. The time has come to. Galvanize. Come on, come on, come on.
There's no question that a single instrument can sound beautiful, but place it next to a different yet equally beautiful one, and the result can be magical. It's like the harmonies created in a diverse neighborhood where folks from different religious, racial, and cultural backgrounds all lend their own unique tone to the community voice and community spirit. Diversity promotes a greater sense of engagement. It lessens racial stereotypes. It better prepares our children for the global community they will inhabit. In fact, neighborhood diversity doesn't just sound good. It sounds great. To better understand the benefits of diversity, log on to aricherlife.org. That's www.aricherlife.org. A message brought to you by the National Fair Housing Alliance in celebration of the 40th anniversary of the Fair Housing Act.
You're tuned in to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Time Sound Collage, only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio. I'm your host, Edward Bucher, and this evening we are commemorating the 71st anniversary of the atomic bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, Japan, on August 6th and August 9th, 1945. We started off the set with Chuck Yude's remix of Heaven 17's Fascist Groove featuring Donald Trump. And then we heard from the Chemical Brothers, Believe, Errol Alkins, Feel Me Reworked as a Plastic Sushi remix on top of that. And then Mark Levy and David Scroundress, Who Builds the H-Bomb, coming to us thanks to Chuck Yu and his Star Wars Nuclear Disasters and the Politics of Armageddon. You too followed that with Love and Peace or Else from their How to Dismantle an Atomic Bomb album. And we finished things off with the Chemical Brothers once again and the Abe Duke remix of Galvanize, remixed Plastic Sushi style on top of that. And we had some clips from The Matrix mixed in both of those Chemical Brothers songs, as well as Charles Manson, a crazy guy, but one responsible for the deaths of multiple people. Not as many as some others, for sure, in war, but a crazy person. Yeah, and a dangerous person. That was actually from one of his parole hearings, those clips. And I think we can be pretty sure he ain't gonna get paroled. Well, we've got a little bit less than 20 minutes before Chase Carson comes in with a time tunnel after a one-week hiatus. And that'll be coming up promptly at 10. Meanwhile, we're gonna start things off our final set with some Denki Groove, and this is a piece called Expo Hiroshima from their J-pop album.
recently, the World Health Organization did a study, and they only took 7,000 nuclear weapons. In this study, they targeted every city and major town in America, United States, Canada, Russia, China, Europe, England, India, Vietnam, Korea, Australia, New Zealand, the Philippines, Guam, and elsewhere. They couldn't find any more significant targets.
Every city with a population of 100,000 or more people has been targeted.
In the first hour alone of this attack, which is a limited nuclear war, which will not occur, it will be full scale, 1 billion people died from blast alone. I repeat, 1 billion people died in the Northern Hemisphere, and in the next couple of weeks, 1 billion more died of the effects I just described. That's half the world's population. New data, however, has been produced by Carl Sagan et al. To show that these 7,000 bombs dropping on cities would cause such extraordinary fires with oil refineries and oil dumps and chemical dumps burning that the dust and smoke would be injected into the troposphere and would cover the Northern Hemisphere with a cloud of smoke so thick that the sun would be obliterated from the planet for several months to up to 1 year, causing the temperatures to plummet to minus 55 degrees Fahrenheit, raging snowstorms in the middle of the summer, huge tidal waves coming in from the coast. The plants will all die because they will not be able to conduct photosynthesis in the dark, and we and the animals will freeze to death in the dark, dying of acute radiation illness with levels of fallout much higher than previously predicted, our hair falling out, vomiting, bleeding to death, and dying of septicemia. And because of the temperature differential at the equators, this cloud will move rapidly down to engulf the southern hemisphere and do the same thing down there. But they find that maybe the threshold for this effect is only 1,000 bombs dropping on 100 cities.
I had a dream.
This effect is only 1,000 bombs dropping on 100 cities. Maybe the threshold for global extinction is 1,000 bombs dropping on 100 cities. Together we own 50,000 nuclear weapons, but President Reagan says that we don't have enough, and he plans to build 17,000 more in the next 10 years. Now I want to get on to prognosis. Prognosis means how long do we think we'll survive?
People that I spoke to, it's a useless task. Make them answer questions that they would never ask. While they're through all of this, don't say I'm not aware.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage. Only here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio. Particularly this evening where we've been having important political speeches from the past regarding war. In particular from President Dwight David Eisenhower, excerpts from his 1953 Chance for Peace speech shortly after Soviet dictator Joseph Stalin died. And Eisenhower was saying, hey, you know, we're just spending an awful lot of money on the military and arms, and it could be used for a lot better purposes. And we also have been hearing from one of my big intellectual heroes, the Nobel Prize-winning physicist Richard Feynman, who worked on the Manhattan Project that built the atomic bombs, and in particular those quotes with him talking about the contrast that must have been between all the celebrations and parties and people getting drunk at Los Alamos after the first bomb was dropped on Hiroshima, and what it must have been like for the people dying in Hiroshima. And, well, I've been to Hiroshima, Japan, Ground Zero, and the museum that's there. And, well, it's a place well worth visiting and thinking about and learning more. And that decision to drop the atomic bomb, I don't know what I'd do if I was in that position, because Joseph Stalin was an evil man, and, you know, you kind of change history a bit, and the Japanese generals and the people in the military, they were set on total war, and they were, in a way, looking forward to glorious death for the entire nation of Japan rather than surrendering. So, in that last set, we had Denki Groove Expo Hiroshima, some excerpts from Chuck Yu and various artists with Nuclear Winter and Paper Crane, the Beastie Boys, Multilateral Nuclear Disarmament, AC/DC finished us off with some high energy, and Shot Down in Flames from Highway to Hell, and right now we're experiencing the Jazz Prelude to the Time Tunnel with Sun Ra, and this is Better Music Will Create a Better World. Thanks so much for listening. I'm actually may not be back next week. I'm not quite sure about that yet, but definitely the week afterwards. So stay safe. And remember, if you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving, because people die that way. Stay tuned for Chase on WMFO in Medford.